Dedication. To Roger. Someday when the Lord sits me down to have a talk about this, I'm going to remind him that you started it. Preface. The Unseen Realm debuted in 2015. The book has sold more than 400,000 copies, a mark that no one involved at the outset of the project would have expected. But to be candid, the response to the book's content has been personally more gratifying than the sales success. To say that the book touched a nerve would be an understatement. I've received hundreds of emails from appreciative readers, pastors and laity alike, from a wide range of Christian denominations. Many have thanked me for answering questions that have gone unaddressed in their churches or personal Bible study for quite some time, even decades. They're thrilled to tell me that the book has reignited their study of Scripture, in particular, its simple tactical strategy of reading the Bible through ancient eyes and not filtering Scripture through later foreign contexts, even Christian ones. For so many, The Unseen Realm connects the dots across the biblical testaments, building a framework for understanding the meta-narrative of Scripture. An indispensable part of the meta-narrative of Scripture, though frequently omitted or overlooked, even by those seriously committed to the faith, is the supernatural worldview of its writers and their original readers. The fact that The Unseen Realm embraced this element of biblical theology has not gone unnoticed. Readers regularly express gratitude that I've taken the supernatural worldview of the biblical writers and characters seriously, without making the Bible cartoonish. The book exposes the cognitive dissonance of embracing utterly supernatural doctrines like the incarnation, the deity of Christ, estrangement from God, and salvation through the death of Jesus on the cross, while rejecting other supernatural elements of the biblical worldview. For those who recognize this inherent inconsistency, The Unseen Realm is an encouragement to believe in the sort of spiritual world that has been denigrated or dismissed in our modern post-Enlightenment culture. To be candid once more, such reactions have not been a surprise. Having had my own awakening to this, that to really understand Scripture, the reader must embrace the worldview of those prepared and prompted by God to produce it, I knew the book would elicit such responses. My own providential nudge toward unlearning what I thought I knew about Scripture, toward repenting of how I had tamed its ultimate author, had prompted the same epiphanies. The reason the Bible is hard to process in so many places is because of its strangeness to the modern mind. I knew, and still know, that when students of the Bible are willing to set aside their modern biases about Scripture, they will never be able to read it the same way again. I underwent that transition as a doctoral student, and have never regretted it. The experience fostered the sense in me that every church, regardless of denominational context, had a handful of people in it ripe for the same awakening. The book's track record demonstrates that this feeling was on target. My hope is that The Unseen Realm will spark the same awakening in many more readers. As the Lord impressed on me many years ago, we have no reason to fear Scripture and must resist being protected from our own Bible. Michael S. Heiser, Jacksonville, Florida, 2019. Part 1. First Things. Chapter 1. Reading Your Bible Again for the First Time. We all have watershed moments in life, critical turning points where, from that moment on, nothing will ever be the same. One such moment in my own life, the catalyst behind this book, came on a Sunday morning in church while I was in graduate school. I was chatting with a friend who, like me, was working on a PhD in Hebrew studies, killing a few minutes before the service started. I don't recall much of the conversation, though I'm sure it was something about Old Testament theology. But I'll never forget how it ended. My friend handed me his Hebrew Bible, open to Psalm